Ladies and gentlemen, Beef Wine Shenanigans is full effect, even though we're missing Mark Abbott. Denise Tapscott and Kirk Johnson are still in the building, along with myself, in case you don't know who I am. How do you not know who I am? Stephen Van Pat. That's me. Look, here's the thing. The world is a fucked up place. However, we do have horror, science fiction, and other stuff to kind of keep us going. Yeah. So if you saw us last, if you saw us last week, we went full in on conservative politics because, hey,
fuck them motherfuckers.
Yes. And that's
sorry.
That's kind of
don't it. Apologize. I think some people day, me. And I was like,
at
fine.
The end of the day, they do not mean us
any goodwill.
Any goodwill. So while we will definitely pivot towards hardcore horror and science fiction, we are also not ever going to not acknowledge the fact that there is a movement in this country that is definitely not beneficial to either of the four of us. And when I say the four of us, I include Mark Abbott, even though he's not here.
Of course, yeah.
At the moment.
He's here. Wait.
Because
he's here in spirit.
He's here in spirit.
That's him right here, ladies and gentlemen.
You know,
that's,
he's out doing the,
that guy.
He's doing the good husband and father thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which technically neither of the three of us have to deal with at this particular point in our lives. So it is what it is. We do.
My God, wait, could you imagine us as parents?
Oh, I think I would have been a really good mom. I think so.
What do you wait, why are you talking in the past tense?
I think you'd be a great mom.
Yeah, why are you talking in the past tense?
Because now I'm 523 years old. I'm
and
vampire.
Then is that.
Not mortals can have, how old do mortals stop having kids?
Well, healthy ones.
Mortals can have kids as long as, you know, shit.
Yeah, I'm good. I have my freedom. I'm good.
Kirk, of course, needs to pull a Shug Knight. Get him a youngin'. Mm-hmm. He'll be fine.
No, I won't. I should you. You be asking, like, Kirk, what you doing? I like, I be doing illegal shit just to keep bail coming in for my kids. I'm like, what happened? Where you at now? I was at a protest rally. You was at a protest rally? Was, yeah. You got arrested, huh? Yeah. I'll be there in a minute. Hey, girl, how you doing, baby? What's up? How's daddy's little girl? Daddy in jail for, I was caught up in a little situation. Oh, you using that right? It's over by in Atlanta. Cops
City,
right?
Yeah.
I'll get the bail for you.
Obviously, we would
all
have,
our kids would be protesting.
We would, all of us, every last, all three of us would have to be figuring random shit out as far as protests go. I feel like there are, like for me, I want to say there are a couple of my exes, their children are like, what would SVP do? And I'm like, don't do that necessarily. That's a whole other thing.
Right. Were you guys around when they had like those riots like in New York because there's a YouTuber saying he's gonna give away a bunch of free stuff?
Oh, the set thing?
Nah, okay, so we're old men. We don't give a fuck about a PlayStation 5.
Right. But like being caught up in traffic or anything?
I heard about that. After the fact.
Twitch. It was a Twitch guy. Yeah, Twitch guy on 14 Square. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And there were like riots
and the sad thing, of course, is outside of a random Black Lives Matter thing. Yeah, but the real crowd comes out with a fucking PlayStation 5.
Right.
Oh my God.
Oh no. There was a good crowd over at in Midwood. For the gentleman O'Shea Sibley, who was stabbed.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
There was a memorial service, like a whole party thing going on by the gas station today that I missed. I know it was yesterday. My bad. It was yesterday. Celebrating his life and, you know, as a memorial service and as a, like, you know, hey, neighborhood, guess what? Mm-hmm. We gay and we proud.
That's cool.
And you killed one of our.
Oh, you know, wait, no.
And the whole neighborhood came out. And the whole neighborhood.
Right, right, right. Oh,
that's
shit.
Really damn. Cool. Oh,
at the gas station situation. Okay, yes. So, Tamron Hall's makeup artist. That's how I found out about it, honestly.
Oh, no.
Right.
He's LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. And he posted a whole bunch of stuff over that. And apparently, you know, really awesome dude. But, you know, at the gas station, they ran into the wrong asshole right-wing yes. white dudes. And
yeah.
So he ends up getting stabbed. Like, that yeah. is disturbing.
Yeah.
That is disturbing. So, yeah. you know, Johnny posted it. And that's how I... And that's how I found out.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Right. No, because, you know, naturally, he's upset.
Mm-hmm. Because, oh, absolutely. Because, yeah.
All right. So let's keep it 100. Unless he is somewhere where he is literally standing next to Tamron Hall, whose hair he does it right. exquisitely. And there's so much talk behind that. Like, you know, he goes somewhere, he talks a certain way, he does certain things a certain way, and he's in almost as much danger as this O'Shea person. At least that's,
yes.
I think, oh, how wow. he sees it, because he posted yeah. about yeah. it, and he went into full detail on it.
Wow.
And it's fucked up.
It is. Totally. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, the danger that...
And did this person even get caught yet?
Yes. It was a 17-year-old man.
17-year-old, yes.
17-year-old who was, I can't, you know, don't quote me. You guys got to check out the CBS News or NBC News. They've been talking about it.
Yeah,
that he was captured, and it just came out. It was a thing where, you know, he was offended by the voguing and the displays of joy by LGBTQ. I'm just going to say our blessed brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
They're just blessed, right?
Look, yeah.
I don't know what y'all say. Gay, trans, lesbian, all those people make life interesting.
That's true. Absolutely.
They don't try to. They just
do. They do.
The energy, and the joy that in a lot of them that, you know.
Yeah.
And I want to minimize because the danger they go through. I remember in the 80s, you remember Boys Don't Cry.
Yeah.
Remember that? And I still remember the reports of in Jamaica and parts of the Caribbean where they would trap somebody in tires.
Oh, Jesus.
And set them on fire.
No.
I remember that happening in the 80s. So, oof. You know, and I always imagined that, you know, the West Coast, California, California, New York, and Florida. In my mind, anyway, was always kind of like a safe haven.
Yeah,
like they never have. Like the worst they'd have to do is have to, you know, shame some dude for talking out of pocket, right?
But not like
not getting killed,
right?
In the Midwest, that's where you know Midwest or the South. That you got to be careful about, and be careful about by not just white conservatives, but also Black people as well.
No,
Black youngsters, Black youth.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Right. They'd have to be afraid of those. And
which they should
in New York,
have to
you
be.
Should be. Yeah. New York should have been always a safe haven.
Yeah.
This should never. And I'm so happy that they found their assailant, the murderer. And they got
definitely.
Him.
Definitely. Yeah.
Because he can't. And there's video evidence. There's videotape from the gas station and everything. Mm-hmm. He's going down. Fuck him. Go
Thank
down.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
Because all the brother was doing was voguing and fucking enjoying that his moment in life. 28. Yeah. The dude was 28. Well known.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should never happen. You stab
it's like heavy as a head that wears the crown. Yeah.
Right. And I'm just gonna throw this out there.
So when that blessed.
I'm gonna throw this out there. Black homophobia is something that for those of you that adhere to it that are listening to me now. Black homophobia is some shit y'all learned from white supremacists.
Yes.
And gay folks ain't doing nothing to you.
Right.
Gay nothing. Folks nothing. Outside of your choir director. Gay folks ain't doing shit to you.
No, nothing.
They create different narratives. I know right now there's this whole thing with trans, a small minority of trans folks that are supposedly disrespecting actual women. I know that's going on. But then it's kind of like, to me, it's kind of like the Trump supporter thing. So the Trump supporter thing is the loudest thing going on. So that's what gets the most airtime.
Right.
And so I'm not defending a trans person who says their right to feminism or to femininity is overriding actual biological women. I am not defending that, and I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
However, most trans LGBTQ, the whole thing, and I'm just speaking as somebody who has worked in television for 30 fucking years. Most of these motherfuckers just want to be them.
Say it again, you cut out. Uh-oh. Say it again.
Yeah.
You froze up. Say it again.
Yeah.
You said most of these. Say it again.
Me? Oh.
I don't know if you
most of those folks
yeah.
want to just be themselves.
Yeah.
And accept it as themselves.
Yeah.
There's this whole other thing that's going on, and it's getting all this attention, but I feel it's getting the attention to keep us at odds. Keep us mad at each other.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that we can continue to ignore white supremacy.
Yeah.
Continue. We can be divided in our angst. That's what I feel about that.
Divide and conquer.
That's always been the thing to keep poor white folks confused.
Yeah.
Keep them. And honestly, the whole thing, it goes back to the whole thing with Black history. And the Ron DeSantis's and the Greg Abbott's and all those motherfuckers who are trying to keep the actual factual shit away from little white babies. Oh, yeah. It'll make you uncomfortable. No. It'll make you more empathetic. To me, it will allow you to recognize the humanity of others despite their skin color. But that's what some people don't want.
Yeah.
And granted, so here's the wild thing. Black history was never properly taught in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
In the first place. Can I tell you? So true.
Right.
And so at one point in Brooklyn Tech, which I know y'all will make fun of. One point in Brooklyn Tech, they had me in history honors. And all that eventually translated into was that I was an expert on World War II.
Right.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. Because I'm not quite there now, because I have forgotten more shit about World War II than you could have picked up if you watch a History Channel for 10 fucking years.
Okay, but like back in the day you were, though?
Back in the day, I could tell you World War II like I was fucking there.
Wow.
That's how it was.
And stars.
Steve was a content director for History Channel.
I wouldn't have even had to go to college. I could have just gone straight to the fucking History Channel.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
That is awesome, though. That's awesome.
But that's the problem. I know World War II.
Right.
I kind of know Korea and Vietnam.
Yeah.
By the time the semester's over, give it a couple of weeks, and so the way they would do it, and I want to say this is every fucking school ever.
Mm.
You get a little Dr. King. You get what's that, Salt Bay? You get like a little Salt Bay, Malcolm X.
Malcolm X, yeah.
Right.
You get a little Malcolm Salt X. Bay. Like if your history teacher was kind of progressive, you might get Stokely Carmichael.
We did not.
Get a smattering of Huey Newt.
Right, right.
Nope, we did
and
not.
They'd have to, wait, and they'd have the audacity to just keep calling him Stokely Carmichael and not Kwame Ture.
And then there's that. Oh,
my stars. Right. We just got George Washington Carver. That's all we got.
Oh, well, okay. Washington Carver wasn't leading a slave revolt.
Right.
I tell you one thing you didn't hear about while you were in school. Haiti.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Shit about Haiti and
nothing.
And Haiti, successful slave revolt. Been paying for it ever since.
Yes.
Was it?
Yes.
The first country to abolish.
Paying for it ever since.
The first country to abolish slavery.
Yes.
Wow.
Been paying for it ever since.
Yeah. It's absolutely true.
And in that respect, you're kind of like, fuck France.
No.
Not to mention, current day.
Oof.
Current day, we got shit going on where France is like, wait a fucking minute, you can't do da 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 da. It's like,
with what, Niger, right? Is that what Kurt said earlier?
The Niger,
Oh, they don't stars.
Actually, a French administrator or part of the government actually came on French TV and said, and there's like a translation on TikTok that we cannot give up the Niger. We have been kicked out of all these other countries. Wow. We've been kicked out of Burkina Faso, Mali. We only have the Niger left, and we are not losing the Niger.
Wow,
that's some shit.
That's the most colonial shit in the world. Yes. That is the most colonial shit.
2023.
Yeah.
2023,
and we can't tell France, okay, y'all need to fucking calm down.
Right. Nah.
Their protests are on point for other things, absolutely. But this one's like, come on.
Come on, man.
Ugh.
They fucking out. The government itself is fucking up.
Yeah.
Like, and Macron, who I used to kind of like, because when Trump came over, he was like, the fuck?
Right. Sacre bleu.
Now, it was just elitism. It was just elitism.
Right.
Exactly. It wasn't like he really understood what Trump meant. He was just being an elitist at that point because this whole Niger thing. The coup happened and they disposed, then the military deposed the president and now has him under arrest.
Yeah.
The entire population is actually for it because the president was giving up too much was continuing to give to France.
Yes.
The Niger is the seventh largest exporter of uranium in the world.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And they are below the poverty level. You can't tell me as rich in resources, it's all resources. They're rich in resources.
Yeah.
The fact that they're having, like, if I can't fucking. I want to know what are the stipulations to that agreement that France has with the Niger, that the Niger isn't allowed to have revenue enough for schools, infrastructure, you know what I mean? The yeah. same, because I imagine the same thing that they're dealing with, the Congo is dealing with.
Yes.
Congo.
Because Congo, I think, is the third largest export of coltan.
Jesus.
If not the third, maybe the fifth. And coltan is, everybody uses coltan for their computers, smartphones,
yeah.
cameras, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the Congo mm-hmm. in such a bad place?
Man. That's crazy.
And that's the thing. None of these places should, like, every last one of them should be on Wakanda level economics.
Right. Yeah. I was thinking that. Yeah. But
they can't, because colonialism.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
That's it.
The World Bank, France, all that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Shit, the only reason why Haiti's in such a bad place now is because they fucking still have to pay France for abolishing slavery.
This is what I'm saying.
And all right? Those damn earthquakes. Woo!
This is right. what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, man.
This is what I'm saying. Honest to God.
That's
like,
crazy.
Like and so here's the thing. As a Black American, I would go hang out in Haiti if I wasn't worried about getting killed.
Right.
Because cats are in that space. Let's face it.
Yeah, they're in that.
You show up, you're an American, you show up in some fucking Air Jordans, dudes are fucking you up. It's like...
Right, right. Good luck with your
endeavor. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what skin color at that point, because that's where they are.
Yeah. Oh, you live in America,
you're probably hanging with Jay-Z. Chuck, 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 chuck. Give me these Jordans.
Right.
But the fucked up part about it is you can't blame them.
No.
Right.
You can't blame them. I ain't going.
I'm
but you can't blame them.
Yeah.
Nope.
I don't know.
Nope.
That's crazy.
But
I keep saying that. But...
Right. No, it's I'm just laughing because I think, Steve, you started off the show with, you don't want to start with a downer.
Hey man.
Climb your way out.
Hey man.
On a cheerful note.
If I knew, so here's the funny thing.
Okay.
Y'all know I do these Black History episodes for the Extra Credit YouTube channel, right?
Oh shit. YouTube.
The extra credits, the vignettes.
Y'all know I
learned so much. Yeah.
So
yeah,
here's what's wild about that. That whole journey has been crazy because, first of all, they hired me originally for Extra Mythology, which is an offshoot of what they do.
Oh wow.
And you know, I'm spooky Negro, so yeah, all right, fine. and I did a whole bunch of those and whatever. And then George Floyd dies.
Yes.
I'm sorry. George Floyd is murdered.
Murdered.
And
he is murdered, yeah.
The very nice people that run Extra Credit, they had a moment. They were like, oh, okay. All right. You know, we need to start thinking about some stuff that we have not addressed because at that point they had already it's extra history, right?
Right,
so they
right.
are, they've addressed everything from Napoleon to Stolenitz into fucking Constantinople. They've done all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
But not so much Black history. You go to the YouTube channel right now, and they have a little animated version of everybody that works on the channel. And the only brown people in that are on the animated thing are like me and this one Indian chick.
Wow.
And I don't know. It's like, and I'm not, here's the thing, I'm not criticizing.
Right.
No.
Because, you know, you get in the space, you know who you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then George Floyd got murdered, and then all of a sudden everybody's looking at me, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay, so, and I remember the initial conversations. Yeah, we're going to let you get into some Black history shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, but at some point we want to do some cheerful stuff. It's like,
okay.
I'm like, okay. But let me hit this real quick. So the first thing I do, the first episode I do is the Tulsa riot.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I knock that out.
Yeah.
And then I do Harlem Hellfighters.
Mm-hmm. I love that one. That's one of my favorites.
Thank you. Same here. And it's tough. But I think the third one was Harlem Renaissance. That was about as cheerful as we're gonna get. Forget the fact that random Negro can't even get in a cotton club through the front door. But we're gonna do Harlem Renaissance.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one. And what's funny is I'm literally sitting right here in this very spot.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, Medgar Evers. And these are all my picks.
Yeah,
but they were really good choices. Like some
thank
stuff.
Thank you. I like to think I'm, you know, right some of the time.
I would say most of the time. In public high school, I didn't learn most of that stuff. Then I was like, what? I heard the name.
The thing is, when I'm picking up, is like, well, yeah, Black History. Okay, there's some cheerful stuff in Black History. Y'all white folks ain't in it. It's there. You can't be a part of it, which makes it a cheerful story. Because for American history, once you become a part of a Black story, you ruin shit.
You're burning shit down, right? Like,
you're burning shit down.
That part.
You're burying whole towns in water.
That part.
Yeah, okay. That part. Right. Yeah.
You're destroying an entire Black community to run a highway through.
Yeah.
Which I've done.
Yeah. Moses.
I've done highway displacement. I've done redlining.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
And thank you for doing that. Seriously. Thank you.
Fun fact for you, Steve. Lincoln Center.
Oh, shit.
Is built over the set for the Puerto Rican neighborhood. That was the inspiration for Romeo and Juliet, West Side Story.
What?
How about that?
West Side Story. That neighborhood, that where they shot, where they actually filmed it was actually a Puerto Rican neighborhood. It was a big Black and Puerto Rican neighborhood. They destroyed it and built Lincoln Center on top of it.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. No, no.
We had a really great love story. We had an Academy Award winning musical, West Side Story, and then white folks got involved.
They destroyed, I did not know.
They destroyed a landmark.
It's your gentrification. It's you.
And destroyed a landmark. I'm sorry.
I want to live in America. So much to see in America. Yeah, anyway. Right.
Is this why white folks don't want to learn CRT?
it's so much all of that.
Oh, my stars.
It's so much all of that. So the last thing I'm going to say on the whole extra credit thing and whatever, even though I do hope that everybody eventually goes to YouTube, subscribes to extra credit.
Yes.
Checks out.
Please do. Very educational. Here's the thing. Yeah, and
not just my stuff, but oh my God, they are covering so much good stuff.
Yeah,
they are covering so much good stuff. Yeah. But so what's funny? But what the thing is, as my stuff as opposed to everybody else's stuff, I want to say we really touch on some hard shit.
Yeah.
I touch on some hard shit.
Hard, but important.
And so here's the thing.
We need that stuff.
Absolutely. Medgar.
Without all your hard work, like people be like stuck in the dark.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My Medgar Evers episode. Let me just tell you real quick. So I'm writing the Medgar Evers episode at the height of COVID. I am sitting in this very fucking chair in this very fucking room, and in my prep research for that episode, that's when I find out Medgar Evers fought in World War II.
Oh, wow. And you missed World War Evers.
Right, exactly. Wow. Right. So the history teachers in Brooklyn Tech, they managed to miss that part.
Right. Wow. Would you found it? Wow.
Fought in World War II, was on the beach at Normandy, survived that.
Holy shit.
Just to get killed in his driveway, in front of his house, in front of his wife and kids, that would eventually be played by Whoopi Goldberg and some other semi-recognizable people along the way. I sat here in the middle of writing that and had what, and mind you, I just did Tulsa and a whole bunch of other shit.
Oof, yeah.
I'm sitting here. And I'm, you know, it's hard to admit this, but I had a mini nervous breakdown in this spot. I'm bawling.
Damn.
And I gotta let these white folks know, I'm gonna need a week.
Yeah.
I was fucked up.
Understandably. Gosh.
Yeah.
Oof.
And so fast forward to the extra credit Christmas party. That happens a couple of months later.
Wow.
And I'm talking to this dude, Red, and Red is one of the coolest white dudes you ever met in your life. Red is cool as shit.
Nice. I love it.
Red constantly, like, he'll be on the social media like, wow, you a sexy black motherfucker. Like, and he's straight. But
facts are facts.
He's still like, whatever. All right, fine. So Red, he was like, why? Because he was a part of the Red was a part of the, yeah, let's try to make something cheerful conversation.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
He came up to me at the Christmas party and he was like, yeah, I guess you can't really do that, can you? And I'm like, thank you for getting that.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
As I'm literally sitting here.
Yeah.
Absorbing what happened to Medgar Evers. Like, oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here we are. At least when motherfuckers fuck with somebody in Alabama now.
Get wrecked.
Did you guys see that? Beat some ass.
That was awesome. Kurt, can you like describe what we saw? Because that was
please.
That was
okay. Cool. Go ahead.
To send you guys the video.
Yes.
Seeing a brother in his uniform, white uniform.
Security guard.
Being explained, the security guard who's actually helping to secure the docks, make sure there's, you know, pretty much like, you know, you got to move your boat, you got another boat coming in.
Yeah,
you know,
big ass like river boat. Yeah.
Right. So he's telling these people they got to move their small boat, their little boat and yacht.
A little dinghy out the way. Yacht.
So like, move your boat out the way because the ferry is fucking coming.
The big ass ferry. Yeah.
Right.
They are. And the funny shit was seeing him throw his hat up in the air.
That was
like clocked him like real fast. I was like, holy shit, it really went down. And they're scuffling, and then all of a sudden I see other dude like pale burnt skins.
Like all that redneck.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah, there were a couple of ladies who were trying to get some hits in. And I was like,
everybody got hits. There's a lady got hits. There's two dudes got. Now they're all going in. And then when I saw one brother run down to help him.
Yeah.
And there was a scuffle. I was like, oh, okay. And I felt like, oh, this is like the Three Musketeers.
Right.
Tell about my favorite part.
My favorite part with the guy in the water.
Oh, the guy. You tell that part. Because I was looking at like all of a sudden like black bodies showing up.
So like they're like tons of like black bodies showing up, and I was watching this other clip on Instagram, and you hear this lady, she's like, "Ooh, look at this, look at this! Come on, brother, let's go!" And you see like this younger like teenage black guy, and he is swimming deep in the water. Like I don't know how far that river is, but he swam all the way across. And he was swimming and swimming and swimming. And they're like, come on, boo, get up, get up. And you see him, like, crawl up on the dock. And he shakes himself off with all the water. And he, like, joins everyone else to help the security guard just do his job. And there are people who are waiting for the ferry to come in so that they can get where they need to be also.
I saw a sister there hitting people randomly.
Right.
She wasn't even targeting. All she knew was, I know who I'm hitting and who I'm not hitting.
Right.
That bag just kept going. That bag just kept going. So
In Alabama. I ain't gonna front. He was in Alabama.
I ain't gonna front. Mark would say, you know, violence doesn't solve anything, but he would actually
this would have been
okay. So Mark in our group chat was on some Stokely Carmichael shit. Let's just be clear. Like he enjoyed every last bit of that video.
I loved it in our group chat that Steven said that Wakanda and Takwakan was like the Wakanda, union is still strong.
Coming out the water and shit.
That's officially a truce.
The truce is strong.
Like, as far as I'm concerned, that motherfucker's gonna talk a lot.
Because
we're not known for swimming.
Right. And there he was. And he got up like it was nothing. I would have been winded. I was like,
I can't help but imagine the police report and them rednecks trying to explain what happened. I just saw black people come from everywhere. They came from the air. They came from the water. They came from down the steps.
They did.
People jumped off the boat. Wait, there's people who jumped off the ferry.
Yes.
Black folks who jumped off the ferry to help with that shit.
To help the security guard. Just do the right thing.
One dude picking up a chair to put some more beating on people.
Yeah. But what about when the cops, I don't know if y'all saw this part. The cops showed up and a couple of the cops were black.
Yes.
And this one white lady continued to try to step forward like she was trying to hurt somebody. And this one black cop basically shoved her.
So hard. I didn't see that one. That's what she gets, though.
It's like they tried, they putting the brother down because when they got there, there was this one brother. I swear to God, he was on some Hulk smash shit. And he was like, bow, bow, bow. Get this piece of fucking Burlington Coat Factory. Bow. And he was putting people out. And the cops was like, all right, well, we do need our job, so we got to...
Right, so everybody take a break.
So they put him down, and this one white lady thought she was going to be a part of that shit, and this one black cop was completely sunned her.
Oh, my star.
Like, Wait,
that's what she gets, man.
I feel for that kind of move, we need to make up a new name for that. That's not even... That's a Shannon Sharp.
A Shannon Sharp. That's
this close, and you just your whole arm extends out. That's a Shannon Sharp. Right.
For real.
He pushed you into another atmosphere.
No, we not doing that. I'm arresting this motherfucker, but we not doing that.
Nah. As a female, there's no way I'm jumping in a fight with a bunch of men fighting. You duke it out. I'll bring Band-Aids. I'll bring sandwiches, whatever. No. As a female, I'm not jumping in. There was a bunch of females.
Alabama women may have seen some other shit.
No, I'm thinking
the white women didn't do so good. Shit. They were not successful.
Oh, look, the white women there, the hate runs deep in those guys.
The hate does run deep. Keep your ass at home, though. Use your words. Get your ass beat.
I get it.
That was some Sith level hate there. That they wanted that she needed to jump in to beat a one black guy.
Okay.
While he was on the floor.
You gonna get your ass?
I caught him kicking and stepping on him and everything.
I saw it. But but then they get hit and they fold like a pancake. It's like, that's what happens.
I don't know. Assistant with your ass. I saw some sisters.
Sister will whoop your ass. I don't care where
in.
You are.
They were letting her get in. She was getting her licks in. Good for her.
On some fucking, on some fucking Players Club shit.
It was, man.
Yeah. I am not mad.
I feel someone from one of the African countries should send that clip to France. So you really want to stay in Niger? Do you really want to stay in Niger? You think you really need that country? Do you need that country?
Yeah. But at the end, the colonizers will just show up with more guns.
But you know where are the black people gonna be?
You know what? That's why it's called a guerrilla attack.
Hey, don't get me wrong. If the frogs are feeling froggy,
right? I'm saying, you know, yeah, they're gonna bring in some heavy weaponry.
I'm not gonna be out there.
Did you say you went to a bar called Frog? Did you just earlier? What? Were you saying you went to a bar called Frog? And they only had wine and IPAs.
Yes, wine and beer. Yes. And I thought it was French themed. Yes. Yeah.
The frogs.
The frogs. Yeah. And I was like, okay. Just
tell them, stick with your wine. Right. Don't mess with the black people.
I'm waiting for something. You can't call French people frogs. Look, fuck y'all. Y'all don't do it. Them motherfuckers don't. Still getting paid from Haiti for fucking freeing their own slaves. Right. Fuck them frogs.
Frogs. But exactly. So that goes back to the problem I've had ever since. So you mad at Haiti because they had a successful slave revolt.
Yeah.
First of all, let's talk about how hard it would have been. Because, I mean, granted, they didn't have AR-15s, but they still had guns.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I feel, honestly, like if the Native American the Native Americans, had they been a little more unified, they would have been able to withstand the takeover effort in this country.
Yeah, like if the shock value wasn't so strong.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, what ends up happening is the whole take me to your leader, you know, I'm going to take care of you, but I need to do X, Y, and Z. And so, you know, it's like I almost want to say one of the more successful parts of colonialism is the cultivation of self-hatred.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Like, I can turn you against your man. I can turn you because you feel however you feel about your leader. I can throw a little money at you. And I can make you turn against your leader. Meanwhile, what I got in store for you down the road ain't shit.
And remember,
take me to your leader.
Right.
That itself is a whole, like, is a whole cultural thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it helps that it wasn't even the countries at first. Mm-hmm. It was companies, like East Indian Company. Indian trading company. Yep. It was all companies.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't like and the same thing happened with the Native Americans. At a point, it became all commercial. Yeah. Capitalism has destroyed more cultures than any other form of government.
Oh yeah. And I saw something online that talked about, like, way back before, it wasn't white people and black people. It was you know, the Anglo-Saxons versus the Italians versus the Irish. The Germans. Like, yeah, they were always picking at each other. And then they're like, oh, okay, wait, there's these other people and their skin is darker. Mm-hmm. So now they have, like, the white people and the black people, but they also have the poor white people. It blew my mind.
That was the lesson. Because all those countries that we know now, colonial countries, England, France, Germany, they all started because of profit. There's money involved.
Money involved.
I mean, it was money. It was, you know, trading, exchanging of goods. There's all that craziness.
Yeah.
And the countries, a lot of them start off because of pitting others within the same region against each other.
Yeah.
Like, France and Germany was actually one kingdom.
What?
France and Germany were actually one kingdom.
Ooh.
Francia. When they talk about, like, Francia and
Sorry.
Charlemagne.
I had no idea.
Right. Charlemagne and Charles Martel.
Wow.
France and Germany were one country.
Wow. I had no
and
idea.
It got divided. And he divided them. You got Germany, this other, not Switzerland, Flanders. Like they were Flemish. I think it was the Flemish.
Like
the
Denmark?
Germans and the French all were separated because this one French king had three sons. And he gave each one a separate kingdom, dividing France into three countries. The Flemish being one of the countries, and there was like a country that was in the middle.
Okay,
it was Germany. I want to say it's Flanders or it's another. I can't remember. It was Swabia maybe or Swabia and France.
Wow.
And I have, of course, it's three sons who want everything. So all they kept beefing. They divide and conquer because the French divide and conquer the Swabians, and it just goes back and forth. That's why you got Switzerland.
Wow.
The divide and conquer thing has been going on with European countries for so long.
Like forever, forever.
Yeah. Like they divide, you know what I mean? Because you're one motherfucking people.
But then the fucked up thing, of course, is that then they all get unified.
Yep.
And go after the next cat. On the dislike of black folks.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah. That works. That somehow, quote-unquote, like all of that other shit.
Yeah.
You know, even when, you know, so let's call it, I don't know, 1920s, 30s, 40s, when Italians and Irish and everybody else start making their way over here. Mm-hmm. It's all that complex. And and so eventually, speaking of extra credit, my coverage of the riot massacre.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was precipitated by the draft.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
So
the New York draft riots.
The New York draft riots.
Oh.
So that's the last thing I submitted to extra credit. It's supposed to be come out at some point.
Because I haven't seen that one. Yeah.
No, it's not out yet. But it's coming. But it's coming. But the complexity behind that. Because you've got, so first of all, then you got the Republicans that aren't quite where, you know, they're behind Lincoln at this point.
Oh, yeah, right.
And the Democrats are the racists.
Right.
And that's where we are. And so that's,
audacity.
So that in of itself is kind of funny because, so white supremacists, as a sort of a smoke and mirror thing, they'll get on YouTube talking about how, you know, it's like, well, we're the ones that actually freed the slaves. It's like, motherfucker, please. You motherfuckers freed the slaves. But when the folks in Dixie decided that, so it's Lyndon Johnson signs the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which he gets through because there's enough white guilt attached to that, thanks to Kennedy getting assassinated. So all of that does a turnaround. And all of these motherfuckers in the South, they go Republican.
Yep.
That and the fact that they treat that like some smoke and mirror shit.
Yeah.
That is in and of itself. And when nobody buys that, I feel like that's when they're like, oh yeah, we gotta stop letting these motherfuckers know what really happened. We got, and not that it's being taught in the first fucking place.
Right. Oh, those manifest destiny.
Not that the accomplishments, not that you, do you realize I had to, me, as old as I am, to completely understand how it is that black folks are actually 100% responsible for the wealth that this country has?
Yeah.
That came to me courtesy of the research I did on the cotton gin itself.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Another extra credit episode.
But now you see why I smoke.
But that episode. But that episode, when I actually pulled all of that research together, because that's, again, not necessarily something there's a lot of, I suspect it, there's a lot of this, there's a lot of that. It's different when you're actually trying to write some shit.
Yeah, that's
so true. So when I actually sat down and pulled all of that together, I'm like, God damn. It's a good thing I didn't notice in my 20s because I would have burned some shit down.
You still might.
And I still might. All of that to say. These motherfuckers are on some unjustifiable shit at this point.
Yeah.
Now, last week, we got heavy into Trump.
Yes, we did.
We got heavy. Mm-hmm. We got heavy into Trump, and it was good. It was cathartic. I felt better. You know what I mean? just to be able to get my shit off my chest.
Yeah.
But at the same time, can't necessarily ignore the fact that it's almost like it's a setup. Because again, we're on some lesser of two evils shit.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I will vote for Joe Biden. And I feel like that's the adult decision.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Because what the fuck else? Well, am I going to just vote for the full-blown Klansman? Or do I just rock with senile old dude?
Paw Biden.
And for the record, I don't give a fuck about what Hunter Biden did.
No, I don't either.
Because that shit's not hurting the black community. He took it, he took advantage of X, Y, and Z, and it ain't no worse than what any one of us would do were our daddy the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And it's random and it, like, whatever.
It's hypocritical for what it is, in honesty. Because Trump kids got paid with their dad's money.
What the fuck? Jared!
Right.
Jared Kushner is the Weasley ass.
Yeah.
That motherfucker is Scud in Blade 2.
Norman Reedus.
That is Scud in Blade 2.
They had a whole Blade series the other day on Sci-Fi Channel. They showed all of them in order. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Well, you're good to just watch the first one. The second one, maybe. Step that TV off.
Nah, just watch the first one.
That third one is honestly, it's hot garbage. Like, Wesley Snipes himself didn't even do press.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
He got checks in the mail.
Yeah. He knew.
Yeah.
This was some bullshit. Well, also because, you know, not to get off topic, but he was insulted by the fact that they turned that into, you know, we're gonna focus on Jessica Biel,
right?
And Ryan Reynolds, and I actually like both of them for completely separate reasons. Ryan Reynolds, I give him credit for saying, wait. Y'all had me playing Deadpool, and this is what I'm supposed to be doing, but y'all fucked this up on some fuckboy shit, and you know what? I'm gonna make some good Deadpool movies, which, not easy, but yeah, he did it.
Yeah, he did.
I give Ryan Reynolds all the credit in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Biel,
I liked her in 18.
She's nice to look at. Look, here's the
thing. I liked her in 18. She was good in 18.
She's nice to look at. And I'm going to leave it at that. But getting back to like how this all plays out, it's like, and I remember Scud's line. How you gonna, when they asked him, how you gonna side with the vampires? And he literally says, I don't know if you guys remember this, but he literally says, well, they're gonna win anyway. I'd rather be a pet than food.
Yes.
And
I, in all honesty, I feel like that's what Clarence Thomas thinks. I feel mm-hmm. like that's what what Candace Owens thinks. All these sellout Negroes. I said it. That's how I look at them. All of y'all a bunch of fucking scuds.
I love it.
Are you going to make a cover with scuds? And have Clarence Thomas and Candace Owen there with
Norman Reedus. If I was any better in Photoshop, that shit would be out tomorrow. Scoots. Trust me. Scoots. Trust. But no, we're in a fucked up state.
Good scrolls.
But the, right. So the other amusing thing about this, of course. And I just need to get this off my chest. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Mike Pence. You know what makes me laugh about the whole Mike Pence thing? Uh-huh. And this is actually the last point I'm going to make tonight because we're running out of time. So the thing with Mike Pence is this. Mike Pence is the... And he may be sort of qualified. I wouldn't say that, but other...
Nope.
I'm going to say white people might say that. Some white people, a small minority of white people might say that. But then here's why he is never going to be president.
What?
Because on January 6th, after years of capitulation to this fucking asshole, Mike Pence, for once in his life, did the right thing and upheld the Constitution. And then... Here's the real funny part about that. He, from what I'm to understand, he didn't even know if he should do that, and he got talked into it by, of all people, the mental giant himself, Dan Quayle.
Yes.
Dan Quayle? A phone call with Dan Quayle is part of what makes Mike Pence fucking bail on Trump.
Wow.
You're welcome. I just happened to find that little bit of information.
Wow.
All right. Thing number one. So basically the problem is now the cult hates him.
Yeah.
The Trump cult hates him.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So he's not gonna get their endorsement.
No.
And then people like us, people on the supposed left or any kind of left. We're not voting for him either.
Nope.
No, because what? You going to be president? Now I got to start hiding gay people in my fucking basement?
Right. Not going to happen.
What the fuck is that?
No. Although he did come out and say he had some papers.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, paper.
You see that? He's like, oh, here are the papers for the Department of Justice. Yeah. That doesn't make him good. It doesn't make him right. Like, oh, do the right thing, but
so that's dismissed. The thing. The Klansman... As far as the Klan is concerned, he's a fucking snitch.
Yeah.
And from our standpoint, we don't want to be home getting a knock on the door. Hello? Oh, Ervan Patton. Yes? We are part of the anti-gay unit.
Why are you saying like that?
Why wouldn't he sound
and
like
I'm
that?
Like, okay. What can I do for you?
What can I do for you?
We are making sure you don't have gays in the house. Gays in my house? Why would I have gays?
Why would I have gays in my house?
Why would I have And then meanwhile, in the basement.
Oh, stop.
For real. What is that? What is that? Van Patten. Oh, you know what? I think that's the kids. They're just fucking around, playing some music, whatever.
Wait, and then I
gotta get rid of him, close the door, go back down to the basement.
Not even.
Hey, Steve, what's up? Yo, hey. Y'all need to turn this shit down.
Turn it down. You're like, glitter.
Not even. We're hiding, motherfuckers.
We got to turn this into like a Misha Green thing right here. Like, oh, you hear the music? And the dude like, oh, we hear Sylvester playing in the background. Is that correct? And then one of the partiers busts out of the basement with a shotgun and glitter and tights and starts shooting at the fucking pin site. The Nazi race Bannons just start shooting at him. Bang, 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 bang. And all you got to ask is, where'd you get that shotgun, Meg?
Right? With the glitter on the side. Right. Personalized. Meg. Rhinestones on the handle.
Right. Meg, Madcap, where'd you get that shotgun, Meg? I don't own any guns.
Anyway.
Like Inglourious Basterds, right?
My point is, that's why we're not voting for Mike fucking Pence.
That is
basically where we're at. Oh my god.
That's dumb. When do we get to fast forward to like the Star Trek days when we're like Strange New Worlds? That's what I want to know. When we finally have like everyone gets together, like can we get to that part? Do we get to that part? When do I get to be a hero?
You literally saying that almost brings me to tears.
Not to rain on the parade, guys, but remember, there was like a huge global pandemic and riot and shit that went on in the universe before they reached the Federation. Before the Vulcans decided to come down and say, hey, you motherfuckers,
right. And they admitted that the aliens are here.
Right. Remember, because we had to deal with Khan first.
Khan!
Right. And
World
War III. And there was a whole bunch of crazy shit that happened in on Earth before we even got to that part.
Let's fast forward to that part. I'm ready for that part.
I'd love to. I wish.
I want to live long and prosper, man. Come on.
Damn it. I agree with you 100%, yeah.
The aliens are laughing at us.
And we would get into how awesome Brave New World is.
Yes.
And we would get into Barbie movie, even though Denise is still the only one that's seen it, I think.
For now.
But we're you know what? And I next am, time. It's definitely next on time, the list next time. And the whole thing. But folks, we are out of time. If you sat through this whole thing and you're not mad at me, God bless you. I don't know. Some people might have got a little, I don't know. It was like,
yeah, I lost a few friends last week.
But you know what? Fuck them.
Exactly.
Fuck them.
I mean, all I did was do a little Sylvester.
I feel real.
Because we do.
I love that song.
It is a dope ass song. Fuck everybody.
Fuck them.
Exactly.
And if you ever get a chance, ladies and gentlemen, fuck it. Dance it. Go pump your gas and do a little jig for Sibley.
If they're playing your favorite song.
Do a little dance, man. Do it. Man, fuck that. Nobody should ever be fucking killed for
dance like
for finding the moment. Enjoying life for that moment 100%, at a gas station.
100%.
Absolutely.
And I hope whoever this asshole is, I hope he is in jail for a super, super, super long time. Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't say this about everybody that ends up in jail. I don't normally say this, but anything you've got issue with as far as gay dudes are concerned, I hope you experience it to the fullest. While you are in the shower room and wherever fucking place God seems fit for you to fucking land, because fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
fuck you, really.
He said what he said.
But not for nothing, the specific reason I don't commit crimes at all is because, you know, I'm not gay and I'm too cute. Anyway,
it's stupid.
Folks, this is Beef Wine and Shenanigans. Mark, we love you. We miss
you. Love you, Mark. Miss you.
And we held it down, I think.
I think so.
Denise Tapscott, thank you. Love you.
Thank you. Kirk
Johnson, thank you.
My pleasure.
We're out of here.
Mm-hmm. Fight and the power.
Well, yes, fight the fucking power, please.
And drink more water.
Yeah, because, yeah. Oh my God. Anyway, yeah. Later.
Later.
Later.